WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A bill to reduce criminal penalties for marijuana possession will be addressed during the next state legislative session.
Get caught with pot? You could face up to 6 months in jail, a $2,000 fine, and a criminal record. But some state representatives want to pass a bill which would penalize those caught with an ounce of pot or less with only a $100 fine. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says dealing with the legalization of marijuana is a slippery slope.
That effort starts with the decriminalization of marijuana. And then it's the next step is to legalize the use of medical marijuana for medical purposes. And then, of course, once all that has been in place, then they come back and they try to legalize marijuana for any purpose.
Kirk says the sheriffs of Texas will bring all their influence to try and stop the legalization of marijuana at any level. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're traveling this holiday season and happen to find a pet on the loose, return it to a shelter nearby.
If you're traveling somewhere and you found a dog, it needs to go to the shelter nearest to where you found it.
Leah White of Aggieland Humane Society says not all pets are microchipped, and owners will not think to look for their pet away from home. There's a better chance of it being returned to its owner if the lost pet is brought to a shelter in its hometown. Calorie-counting Americans have been swearing off beer in favor of less fattening ways to imbibe, but craft breweries nationwide report increased demand for their brands. Currently, about 10 small independent breweries open up somewhere in the U.S. each week. Joey Villarreal, owner of Blue Star Brewing in San Antonio, says craft beer's core customer base, the discerning millennials, trendies, and hipsters, emerged quite by accident.
You've seen the steady climb in the number of breweries making the tasty beer, and so you're seeing a bunch of people that grew up with tasty beer, and they're looking for it.
Villarreal says another unintended byproduct of craft brewing is the return of neighborhood night spots where regulars gather and socialize, like their grandfathers and great-grandfathers once did. Former President George H.W. Bush will remain hospitalized for the time being. He was through Christmas Day after experiencing shortness of breath Tuesday. Family spokesman Jim McGrath said Thursday evening that 90-year-old Bush remained at Houston Methodist Hospital. McGrath said Bush had another terrific day and is in great spirits. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Come celebrate a night in New Orleans at Messina Hoff Winery as we ring in the new year. Savor a four-course meal, a decadent dessert bar, and a night of dancing. Enjoy an open bar of Messina Hoff's award-winning wines. Go to MessinaHoff.com for pricing and book your reservations today.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-216-8985. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-216-8985. That's 1-800-216-8985. Call 1-800-216-8985.
7:10. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Through today, it's partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a few scattered showers, especially during this afternoon. High temperature right around 70 and mostly cloudy for tonight with some scattered showers around. Low temperatures near 60. Scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, ending later in the day. Temperature mid-60s, then falling back. Some clouds at night, cooler in the 40s. And clearing skies on Sunday, cool and dry, 50 to 55. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit. With A&M looking for two coaches, that search may now be down to one. We'll have more on that. Lots going on in the NBA, but precious little else, so we'll update you on the Cowboys and the Texans leading into this Sunday's game. All that and more coming up in sports at about 7:50.
There goes 7:11. Hope you enjoyed the Mannheim Steamroller American Christmas.
I did.
We ran that yesterday. We've been doing that for years. If you've never seen them, it's a different kind of concert. Not sure it was exactly what I expected it to be, but it's kind of a multimedia deal, which at the time when he was doing that was rather unusual because he interacted with some of the videos that we first saw Mannheim Steamroller do. But anyway, they're in Austin tonight, and they're in Houston tomorrow night, so if you want to go see them, they're in the neighborhood. You know, one of the things that I did hear Chip Davis say yesterday was talking about how two characters in It's a Wonderful Life, Bert and Ernie, okay, got their names from that movie. But actually, Jerry Jewell, who was the longtime writing partner for Jim Henson, insists that it's just by coincidence that they shared the names of Bert and Ernie on the Sesame Street show, that it didn't really come from the movie. People had thought that was going to happen. By the way, did you watch that this year? It's a Wonderful Life. We have some interesting facts about that movie. First of all, it was filmed during a heat wave in California.
Yep.
Yep. Zuzu, Carolyn Grimes, the girl who played Zuzu, didn't see the film until 1980.
Really?
Yeah. Tells the Detroit's WWJ, I just never sat down and watched the film. So there you are.
I guess it's kind of like, yeah, I was kind of there for it.
Frank Capra, who is the director, you know, he believes that he named this as his favorite film. Frank Capra was a trained engineer, and he and his special effects supervisor had to engineer a new type of artificial snow for the film. At the time, painted cornflakes were the most common form of fake snow in Hollywood. But that posed a bit of an audio problem for Frank Capra. Yeah. So, because, you know, you think about it. Stewart's running through the snow, you know, down the middle of Bedford Falls. So he and his special effects guy fixed up this stuff called fomite, which is the stuff that you find in fire extinguishers, mixed it with sugar and water to create a less noisy snow. So there you are.
Interesting.
You remember where they're dancing on the dance floor, the gym floor, and it turns into a swimming pool?
Yes.
You know, okay. That's a real thing. That was not built for the movie. The Beverly Hills High School had this thing called, it had a retractable floor. It was known as the swim gym. So that really.
That's cool.
It really kind of was. Did you know that this film bombed at the box office?
Yes. I did know that one.
Put Capra $525,000 in the hole, which is a lot of money back then. And he basically had to do everything he could to finance his next picture. And part of the reason that It's a Wonderful Life was so popular is because its copyright lapsed in 1974, which made it available for royalty-free showing anywhere.
Oh.
See? I mean, so you think about that. I mean, now, you know, it can be seen that way. But up until then, didn't necessarily happen. And Cary Grant was supposed to be the guy who starred in that rather than Jimmy Stewart.
I don't think it would have worked with Cary Grant.
I don't either. I think Jimmy Stewart's so much everyman kind of a dude that's probably the case. So there you are. TV's hot shows last week. Big Bang Theory in at number 8. Number 7 was The Voice, and then The Voice at number 6. NFL Saturday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the came in at number 5. 60 Minutes, NCIS New Orleans, which I really don't like. Man, I don't like that show.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Well, you know.
Just meh?
Yeah, well, they work really hard at doing their accents, okay? And they got one guy who's just bad. And let's see, I think we found out last week. I mean, we watch it.
You're trying to call it New Orleans?
No, yeah, exactly. Well, he's from Alabama, okay? And he We found out that he played the elephant mascot when he went to the University of Alabama, okay? And he tries to do an Alabama accent. It's pretty awful. Anyway, NCIS was number two, and NFL Sunday Night Football was number one. Just saying. So, how about movies? You going to go see a movie?
Saw one last night.
What'd you go see?
Yesterday afternoon, Into the Woods.
What'd you think? You know, it's interesting because I hadn't seen it, really didn't know very much about it. I just knew Stephen Sondheim did the music, and, you know, he's pretty big. So it's got Tracy Ullman, who doesn't need to work in it, Johnny Depp, Meryl Streep, Chris Pine, who's the new Captain Kirk, Emily Blunt, James Corden. You don't know who James Corden is now, but you'll see him everywhere after the first of the year. He's taken over Craig Ferguson's spot on TV. And Christine Baranski, that lady with that nose, the big nose, who's on Good Wife, is in it. And what it is what kind of a mashup of three different fairy tales.
Mm-hmm.
And they tie them all together. And so it's what, Rapunzel and Little Red Riding Hood, and I don't know what the other one is. But anyhow, how was the crowd?
Oh, it was packed.
Was it?
I mean, shoulder to shoulder. Could you guys please move down one so we can fit more people in?
Did that make the experience better or worse?
There were some talky McTalkersons.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of meh. And I think part of it was the movie just was, in my opinion, not very good.
I got you. Well, you know, it's this monster Broadway thing. Big stage play. I mean, it's
not like I'm the dude that goes, musicals are stupid. I don't like things like that.
I got you. Right, I understand. Yeah.
But this just didn't translate well to the film for me at all.
Yeah, got you. So anyway.
Saw the interview.
Did you?
I did. My sister was adamant that we watch this.
So where did you see it?
Well, we had given her a Chromecast for last Christmas.
Okay.
And they never set it up. She's younger than me and still not very technologically inclined.
Okay.
And she said, would you mind setting up the Google Chromecast? Hey, let's rent or purchase the interview.
Okay.
So we did.
Yeah.
It was good.
Okay. I've got Chromecast. I didn't know it was out there. And I don't know that I was going to go see it. And the critics hate it.
Oh, look.
The critics pay. Well, no, I know.
It's
James
Franco and Seth Rogen, and you get exactly what you pay for.
Okay, all right.
You know what you're getting before you go in there.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't have gone to see it in the theater had this not been a huge kerfuffle.
Yeah.
The most awkward part of the movie was watching it with my parents.
Ah, yes. Okay, I understand.
But I blame my sister. I didn't suggest it.
Right, right.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's, Dad, I don't talk like this at home, I swear.
Yeah.
he laughed a lot more than I thought he would.
Uh-oh, there you go. That's good. Boy, Dad knew that word, huh?
I know. It was terrifying. And I sat there trying to stifle my own laughs. So.
There you go. Yeah. Unbroken. This is a pretty interesting story. This is a story of Louis Zamperini, who was an Olympian and a war hero, as a matter of fact. And so that's out. It's called Unbroken.
Yeah, I want to see that one.
Yeah. The Gambler, Mark Wahlberg, Jessica Lange. Don't know anything about that except
I've heard that one's supposed to be very good.
Yeah. American Sniper. It's a Clint Eastwood-directed movie.
I want to see that one.
Bradley Cooper is Chris Kyle, the most lethal sniper in U.S. military history. So see how that one works out. Yeah, that one is a lot of people want to see that.
The trailer was gripping.
Well,
yes.
Was it? Is that right? I mean, I've just seen the 30-second commercials. And
I think it was the 2-minute teaser or whatever they call it.
I got you. It's 7:19, no rush update today, by the way. Forbes magazine has their annual list out of the 10 most overpaid actors in Hollywood.
Okay. Is this from the Sony leak?
No. This is Forbes calculates the list by taking the gross from the last three movies that the actor was in and then comparing it to the salary that the actor got for each. In other words, for the dollar that he's paid, what he or she is paid, what does the movie studio get in return?
Gotcha.
Okay. For instance, Sandra Bullock, for every dollar that she's paid, returns $9. Okay.
That's pretty good ROI.
Pretty good. Denzel Washington, $6.90.
Okay. So is that.
Yeah. Then comes Channing Tatum, Will Ferrell, Tom Hanks, Ryan Reynolds. Your three that have the lowest return on dollar paid, Ben Stiller, paid a dollar, returned is $4.80. Johnny Depp, paid a dollar, returns $4.10. And number one, once again, as he was in 2013, Adam Sandler. Paid a dollar, returns $3.20.
I didn't get my wife to source this, but she said he is the best paid actor in Hollywood?
He
gets paid well. And I don't know if he just has a lot of writing credits or what.
Well, I mean, but if you look at this, that could be part of the deal. I mean, his movies do make some serious money. And so for that to be so small an ROI, that would mean he'd have to have a higher salary up front. So, I mean, it could well be.
Well, it also depends on what his profit setup is. Does he get a percentage of the movie? Does he get, because he's got writing credits in a lot of them. He's also a director in a lot of them.
So there, I mean, and again, they try to say this as a bad thing, but, if you triple your money, I think that's pretty good, isn't it?
It just depends on what you do for the rest of the cast and movie, what it costs to produce.
Other winners in the past, Eddie Murphy, Drew Barrymore, Will Ferrell, Nicole Kidman, Russell Crowe, they've all within the last decade.
I'll point something out, and I'm realizing now she probably saw the same list and was just explaining it differently, but Adam Sandler tends to share the spotlight with a lot of other popular actors.
He does.
So they do a lot of these crew movies.
Yeah.
As opposed to an actual single star.
Right.
That's
true. Yeah, sure. Exactly. They call those ensemble films.
Not that he needs me to defend him, but just noticing that.
YouTube is about to get sued for $1 billion.
Oh, good. They got the money.
They do. Time Magazine says a legal group called Global Music Rights wants YouTube to take down 20,000 songs because it does not have the right to use them. Well, I would hate that because, whenever I need to find a song real quickly, that's kind of where I go.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Anyway, these are major artists we're talking about. Pharrell Williams, John Lennon, Eagles, and hundreds more. Google, which owns YouTube, claims it does have the proper rights and refuses to take down those tunes. Global Music Rights says take them down or we'll see you in court.
Well, and don't they have a process that you can... I mean, I know a lot of people who put up legitimate content. There was one time we were filming ourselves singing a song. It was playing on a radio.
Uh-huh.
So someone had already paid for those rights.
Right.
And we were just singing, and someone posted a video of us singing, and it got taken down within seconds.
Yeah.
Because Google's technology heard the music and said, they're violating copyrights.
Right. Yeah.
So that exists. What are they complaining about?
Yeah. I don't know. And I guess because Google has not taken it down within seconds.
Maybe so.
I mean, I presume is what
it is. Interesting.
Yeah. Even though it is, it's used quite often. It's a third party who's posted that because they like the song. And so they put it up there. So, did you have a member of your family who didn't come home for the holidays instead chose to spend the holiday with their friends rather than travel home? According to the Boston Globe, more than 40% of unmarried U.S. Americans say they're just fine not visiting their biological relatives during the holidays. Some of the reasons include the expense and inconvenience of traveling home, because flying is so much fun, especially during the holidays, but also the ability to be in touch or stay in touch over the web with Skype or something. Most of all, it's that our friends don't stress out the way that our relatives do, according to the story. You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. And we generally prefer to spend time with people who we choose ourselves. Says one single guy, the longer I lived away from my family, the more accustomed I've grown to living away from my family. And I've replaced them. I have a family kind of group around me. My dudes, my former roommate, who's like a brother to me. The other guy I cut my hair with.
Okay.
If you want to watch a movie or I'm having a celebration, who do I call? I call them. When you spend more time with your bros than your relatives, it's easy to become attached to them. Once you have kids, of course, all that changes since new parents often want their children to experience the same childhood memories they had, and kids are a great buffer between you and those annoying relatives who are constantly asking, when are you going to have more kids? So, there you are. Understand the point. Got it. But, I'm not at that place in my life, and I'm sure for other people who are in that place, that's what they're seeing. But it is. It's probably a whole lot easier now to hang with other people who are, well, it doesn't matter what it is. Think about how you gravitate to different people who are in the same lifestyle situation that you are. I mean, that just happens.
Oh, sure.
Just
it's a lot more comfortable.
One of the things that happens. All right, if you want some ideas for next year.
And half the judgment.
Yeah, that's right. Want some ideas for next year. How about food delivery? At-home food subscription services deliver ready-to-cook ingredients and recipes based on the user's preferences. Plated.com tells you about that. Beauty subscription services. I don't know how that would be taken. Sending makeup to somebody every month?
Nicole does that for herself.
Does she? Okay, no, that's different. That's for yourself.
They're talking about giving these as gifts?
Yeah.
I'll tell you that Plated.com, I looked into it, just a bunch of different interests of mine, and they started, I want to say, $20 a plate? $12 a plate.
Oh, really?
And you have, and it's a minimum of four whenever you purchase.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's a little pricey.
They are high-end ingredients. They are, and they take a lot. I mean, you almost need a culinary background to cook some of this stuff.
Really?
But, well, I mean, they're good ingredients. They try to source it locally, and it's delivered to your door, so okay, you decide.
Well, that part's positive. Yeah. I mean, that's probably good. But, yeah. Well, and again, this may be, we may be talking large metro areas, too, for some of this stuff to be able to be out there. But, you know, you can always do this. You can always get, you can set up accounts for people at Netflix or Hulu if you want to do that, or Spotify if you want music, and you know, all sorts of electronic gift cards are out there and available if you want to try to do that next year, if you think that'll put more personal in Christmas. I, for one, don't think so.
I don't know if that makeup thing would be poorly received, if girls between girls.
It would be poorly received?
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, would not? Oh, no, they're going, I tried this and you'd like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I could see you could that could be positive. Authorities in England, authorities in England want to know how a seal ended up stranded 20 miles from the ocean. A young male seal discovered in a field by somebody who was just out walking their dog. And it wasn't just 20 miles from the ocean, but it was also 50 miles from the nearest seal colony. One theory is the seal got lost and wouldn't ask for directions. No, the seal got lost and swam up a river before inching its way up onto dry land. Animal experts lured the seal with a piece of fish, duh, and then returned it to the ocean. Well, that's good. NASA, we're still relevant, Kepler Space Telescope discovered alien planets again. Space.com says the spacecraft has spotted its first new alien planet since being hobbled by the malfunction back in May of 2013, the newly discovered world, which we're going to call HIP-11645b, is a super-Earth about 2.5 times larger than our home planet. It's 180 light-years away. We won't be going there anytime soon. It's in the constellation Pisces, close enough to be studied by other instruments. So a super-Earth is waiting for us out there someplace. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Stretch Armstrong. Remember how pumped you were when you got me for the holidays? You put me into some crazy positions. Ah, good times. Well, feel that pumped again with a great deal on a Honda Accord EXL during the Happy Honda Day sales event. It comes with a rear-view camera, Honda Lane Watch, and Pandora compatibility. Great for workout music. Speaking of great, I'm going to go bench press an Accord. Go for the burn. Get something you'll love at the Happy Honda Day sales event and get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on an Accord EXL from Honda, KBB.com's most trusted brand.
Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers. CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. Lane watch and rear view camera displays do not provide complete information about all relevant conditions. Driver must independently assess safety of vehicle maneuver. Pandora compatible with select smartphones, wireless carriers, rates apply. See dealer for financing details.
728, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 71 for a high temperature today with a 40% chance of rain. 40% chance of showers tonight with a low of 61. Then tomorrow you wake up at 64, and that's as warm as it'll be all day as temps will fall during the day, down to around 41 or so tomorrow night. So there'll be a 60% chance of rain during the day on Saturday and on Saturday night as well. Then on Sunday, 20% chance to showers. High will be 51, lows 37. Sunshine back on Monday with a high of 60 degrees. Currently, humidity is 80%. We have overcast skies, and it is 60. No rush update today.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537.
That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Jason Byinski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online aggielandrealestate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Both Democrats and Republicans introduced a proposal last week to make possession of a small amount of marijuana in Texas a civil infraction instead of a crime.
House Bill 507, filed by State Representative Joe Moody, would penalize those caught with an ounce of pot or less with a $100 fine. Currently, some of those people could face up to 6 months in jail, a $2,000 fine, and a criminal record. Moody and other state representatives believe the change would save thousands of Texans from a lifetime record while saving money through reduced jail costs. But Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the sheriffs of Texas do not want to legalize marijuana at any level.
But I can tell you that we've had interaction with the sheriffs of Colorado and the sheriffs of Washington and Oregon, and we've had input from them, and they can honestly say that a lot of problems have resulted from the legalization, and the ramifications are just now being understood.
Kirk says Texans can avoid those ramifications by leaving the state's justice system alone. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With the chaos of the holidays, losing a pet can be that much more stressful. If you're out of town this break and find someone else's pet, return it to a shelter nearby where you found it. Aggieland Humane Society's Leah White tells you why during her interview with WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
If it's chipped, great, but not all of them are. So people do it quite often. They're coming back from winter break, wherever, and they were at Texarkana and they brought us a dog from Texarkana. That person's not going to look here, folks, so no. Please get it to the shelter in their area.
For more information on Aggieland Humane Society, visit aggielandhumane.org. Craft breweries are emerging as the single source of good news in the beer industry at a time when calorie-conscious Americans are drinking less beer overall.
And San Antonio area brewers are part of that trend. Joey Villarreal, owner of San Antonio's Blue Star Brewing, says what attracts many people to craft brands and brewing houses is fellowship.
Face-to-face interaction is still the number one best way for people to interact, and beer is important in that regard.
Across America, the number of smaller independent craft breweries grew by 20% during the first half of this year, and overall for 2014 at a rate of 1.5 producers per day. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
The latest report from the Texas Education Association shows more Texas schools are underperforming, 30% more from the previous report. Sherry Sylvester is with Texans for Education Reform.
We believe that is simply unacceptable, and we have a number of approaches that we will be advocating in the state legislature that will expand the options for parents as they are selecting schools for their children.
And she favors a bill sponsored by Senator Royce West of Dallas that would give the state resources to turn around chronically failing schools. The Department of Education could go in and assess what changes would have to be made to bring schools up to par. Another proposal would be to set up a website to help parents who want to take their kids out of one school and move them to a better performing school within their district. Rising office rent prices in downtown Austin has lawmakers again pushing for two new state buildings after Governor Rick Perry vetoed those construction plans in 2013. One proposed 360,000 square foot addition would be the first new office building in the Capitol complex since 2000. The Texas Facilities Commission says construction would cost $174 million, but also get nearly one-fourth of the state's existing leases in Austin off the books. Republican State Senator Kevin Eltife said, told the Austin American-Statesman that the plans make sense given escalating rent prices as the Austin economy flourishes. Perry had cited waiting for a new master capital complex plan in 2016 when he vetoed the construction 2 years ago. Supporters are now hoping for better luck under Governor-elect Greg Abbott, who takes office in January. Former President George H.W. Bush is still in the hospital after experiencing shortness of breath 2 days ago. Family spokesman Jim McGrath says Bush has been visited by his wife, Barbara Bush, as well as his son, Neil Bush. Bush suffers from a form of Parkinson's disease that has forced him to rely on a motorized scooter or wheelchair. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Good morning. It's 7:37 at Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Normandy Tractor. Go to normandytractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years.
Through today, it's partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a few scattered showers, especially during this afternoon. High temperature right around 70 and mostly cloudy for tonight with some scattered showers around. Low temperatures near 60. Scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, ending later in the day. Temperature mid-60s, then falling back. Some clouds at night, cooler in the 40s. And clearing skies on Sunday, cool and dry, 50 to 55. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with A&M possibly picking up their offensive line coach. We'll also have more on the NBA and NFL coming up here in about 13 minutes.
Yeah, see, Sesson has already written a column on him, so let's see. Victoria's Secret will be taking over parts of eastern and northeastern Puerto Rico to film the 2015 swimsuit fashion show. Rack.com says the production, estimated to cost $2 million, and the company has already reserved 428 hotel rooms in Puerto Rico for the event. Show projected to reach 12 million TV viewers worldwide. See how that goes. So now, Pizza Hut, you know, has come up with these new pizza flavors. Ken Hoffman, who writes in the Houston Chronicle, is talking about them. The flavor of now menu, 10 new crust options, 5 new toppings, 6 sauces, 4 new drizzles, and 11 new specialty pies. So we got this Sriracha Dynamite Pie. Have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah. Got a honey-based sauce. Topped with grilled chicken, sliced jalapenos, sweet pineapple, and Peruvian cherry peppers.
That's what I'm seeing now.
Mm. Yeah, wow. So that's kind of interesting. And it's very appealing looking, you know, if they make it like that. I don't know if they necessarily will. The pepperoni, much larger in this. About the, you know, the size of a biscuit.
Shows they have premium salami, too. Some of
oh, is that what that
choices.
Is?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know if that's what that
maybe
is.
Maybe that's what that is. Okay. Anyhow, Pizza Hut also jumping on the chaos that Little Caesars started with their salted pizza crust, because you need more sodium in a pizza. It's very important that you get your week's worth of sodium in one meal. Now you can. Headline, two new pizzas, the Pretzel Piggy. It's a pretzel pie with also new garlic parmesan sauce. Mm. You know, a little of that probably goes a long way.
Uh-huh.
Smoked bacon, mushrooms, and spinach with balsamic sauce drizzle.
Ooh.
See how that works out.
I don't know if I want a whole lot of salt and balsamic together.
Well, you know. Other pie options include the barbecue bacon cheeseburger, the 7-Alarm Fire, the cherry pepper bombshell, Buffalo State of Mind, and the old-fashioned meat brawl. The meat brawl. They're going to continue, like I said, the Peruvian cherries, the fresh spinach. That's probably a good addition right there. So we'll see. And again, it's a whole bunch of changes. They're changing their box, changing their branding, changing their uniforms, changing their drink cups. You know, a lot of different stuff for Pizza Hut, I guess, as they start the new year.
I think what's gone on is they've really kind of been thumped in the nose on the price point, and they're trying to figure out how to recoup on that.
Ah, well, yeah. Well, we already know it costs like a buck to make a pizza, right?
Yeah. So, no, not really.
Well, okay, go ahead.
I mean, labor, ingredients, you really sort of get what you pay for. If you want to get one of those where you walk up and say, one pepperoni pizza, please, and 30 seconds later it's in your hand, you're getting what you pay for.
Right.
But if they actually make a pie for you, that, I mean, there's labor involved.
It's, oh, sure. Yeah, but the, I don't, I'd, it'd be interesting to know. I don't know what the food cost runs right now, but certainly time was that they, it was an inexpensive,
I'll
one
just,
of the more inexpensive
I'll
items.
Just say the smaller the pizza place, the much more costly it is to them. I mean,
sure.
It's,
okay, we're right.
A $20 large pie, it's really hard to make that, convince college students to pay that price point, but that's what a lot of these are actually worth. It's a meal for two people.
Yeah, well, but they can't, you know, they can't buy 7 million pounds of salami like Pizza Hut can.
True.
So, yeah, it has something to do
very
with it.
Very true.
Too. Yeah. All right, so we've gotten to the point now where we're not even interested enough to turn around to our computer to go to Google to type in things. But there was a time when people did want to know about stuff, and Google wasn't there. And so the New York Public Library decided to put some of these questions out there so that you could see, first of all, what their fellow U.S. Americans were asking them, and then go ahead and, you know, just post them up there so that people can see them. If we didn't have the internet right now and you were looking to find the information about the migratory pattern of bluebirds, for instance, you couldn't just go to a computer and ask that. Okay? The New York Public Library was there to help you. You had to find an encyclopedia, and they're expensive. So you'd have to go to your library. And if you're at the library and didn't want to find an encyclopedia, there's a person standing right there who you could ask, who had been trained to either give you an answer or tell you where to find it. Sometimes those librarians in the general research division, who are responsible for fielding all sorts of inquiries, either over the phone or in person, wrote down some of the questions that were asked. For instance, in 1967, somewhat uncertain female voice. I have two questions. The first is sort of an etiquette one. I went to a New Year's Eve party and unexpectedly stayed over. I don't really know the hosts. Ought I send a thank you note? Second, when you meet a fellow and you know he's worth $27 million because that's what he told you.
Wow.
And you know his nationality, how do you find his name?
Again, wow.
Yeah. Then there's the esoteric. Why do 18th century English paintings have so many squirrels in them? And how did they tame them so they wouldn't bite the painter? Handwritten note. Do you have any books on human beings? Is it proper to go alone to Reno to get a divorce?
Whoa. that was written after the girl met the guy at the New Year's Eve party.
Exactly. Bob Q had a student yesterday who was looking for information about the famous Indian chief by the name of City Bull.
City
Bull. Mm-hmm. Now, from 1979, does anybody have a copyright on the Bible? From 1956, what kind of apple did Eve eat? From 1946, what will I do? I just saw a mouse in my kitchen. Is DDT any good for him?
Holy cow.
Wow!
I suggested to her she get a trap. She said, ooh, I wouldn't pick up a dead mouse.
But I'm going to spray the house with DDT.
You bet. Does the female human being belong to the mammal class? From 1948. Can I get a book telling me how to be a mistress of ceremonies at a musical orgy? Huh? Question. What is the natural enemy of the duck? Librarian, what do you mean? This is from 1967. Well, a whole flight of them landed on my pool, and I've waved a broom at them, and all they do is look at me and quack. I thought I could introduce a natural enemy to the pool area. From 1947. I'd like to know something about the physical characteristics of Adolf Hitler. I think I just found him. He walks heavier on one foot and everything.
Okay. Interesting.
Do camels have to have a license in India? What is the percentage of bathtubs in the world, and how many are in the U.S.? I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina, and my daddy owns the second oldest lighthouse in the country. Where can I sell it? I mean, just strange stuff.
That's a weird question.
It is, from the New York Public Library. That's apparently what they did out there. A Brigham Young University professor claims to have found a cemetery filled with more than a million mummies in Egypt. He's come under fire for making made-up mummy numbers. Mummy numbers? He alleged a million mummy findings were claimed to have been at the Fog al-Ghamas, which is an ancient Egyptian burial site that has been researched by Brigham Young for the past 28 years. An associate professor claimed to LiveScience.com 2 weeks ago that her team was fairly certain that we have over a million burials within the cemetery. It's large and it's dense. But critics, including Egypt government's own Ministry of Antiquities, says unequivocally, there's no million mummies. The Egyptian government says Brigham Young team found only poor skeletons and some thousand bone remains.
So the million mummy march.
The million mummy march ain't going to happen. That's right.
They extrapolated those numbers.
That's it. We saw this in this area, so because we think it's this large, this is how big it is.
So it's just really all unraveled.
They did say it was...
Very nice.
They did say it was one of the largest finds of poor Egyptians. Because they were poorly mummified. A lot of them didn't even have the internal organs taken out.
Okay.
But an impressive number of them had really great teeth.
Really?
Yeah.
So the British lost whatever they had there in Egypt.
Oh,
No winner last night's drawing at the Mega Millions lottery. So tonight, let's see, we've got a drawing for $156 million. Yeah, hey, there you go. Apple has released its first automated security update. Reuters reports the computer giant rolled out the update Monday of this week to fix what they called critical security vulnerabilities in the OS X's Network Time Protocol, NTP. What does that mean? What's a Network Time Protocol?
It's what makes sure your clock stays synced up with NST.
There you go. Oh, well, I have a problem with my computer because it keeps changing and losing time. I don't understand that. How does a computer lose the time?
You better find it.
Really.
Now, I don't know. There's an onboard clock.
Okay.
And there's actually what you may need to do. Is it a significant amount of time?
No, it's like 4 minutes.
But is it consistent? You reset it and it goes back four minutes?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
You may need to replace there's a CR2302 battery. It's the little watch battery, the flat battery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that? My tower somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. If you have a tower, it's on the motherboard.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Replace that and you should be good.
Okay. I've got a clock right next to it on the wall.
We just went so far into nerddom there. Holy cow.
We came back real quickly.
No.
we were out there, but we came right back. It was all right. It's okay to just kind of go out there as long as
dip
you get
your
back
toes.
Quickly. Yeah, yeah. Dip your toe in nerdology and as long as you get back to the normal place. Where we then can talk about the middle school teacher in Oklahoma who was fired for allegedly taking students for a ride in the trunk of her car.
Oh, my gosh, this was terrible.
Heather Cagle, officials at the Wells Middle School in Catoosa, Oklahoma, say that Heather loaded 11 students into her Honda Accord and drove them to Walmart a quarter of a mile away. Yeah, that's what it says here, because she wanted to reward them with goldfish crackers. Well, why didn't she just bring them to school?
Well, and a lot of the parents came out in support of her and just said, you know, it wasn't that bad.
I didn't want to hurt anyone. I just wanted to do something nice. But the attorney for the Catoosa Public Schools called the act mental abuse.
Oh, good. Kids wouldn't have got in the... You know the two in the trunk thought it was
fun. They were
fun.
Digging it. They were digging
it. Oh, I know. The kids thought it was fun.
Yeah, on the way back, there were probably others who were fighting to get in the trunk.
Oh, yeah. So,
but that's all right. She's out of a job now.
The crew at Pete's Auto Care wants to thank their customers and friends for making this a great year. Pete's Auto Care is grateful for your continued patronage and pledges to continue their high standard of service in 2015.
Whether it's having your car winterized or getting an oil change at their Mobile One Express Lube, Pete's Auto Care treats you like you're the most important customer they have. Happy New Year from Pete and all the guys at Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When it comes to harmony in the home, many parents underestimate just how important it is to be on the same page with one another. If you think it's tough for adults to handle the emotion of conflicting viewpoints, think about what it's like for the children. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I've got to confess, this is a tough one for Gene and me. But picture it this way. Have you ever seen one of those circus performers who rides into the arena standing on top of 2 horses, one under each foot? Well, that stunt, it only works as long as both horses remain side by side. What happens if either horse takes off in a different direction? Well, it's obvious. The person falls, or he'll have to choose one horse or the other to keep his footing. It's the same dilemma for children. When parents hold conflicting values, it's as if the horses underneath the child are splitting into 2 different directions. It's a no-win situation. No matter what the child does, they'll be crossing one of their parents and will feel caught in the middle of their disagreement. And that's a very stressful situation and, frankly, a heavy burden for any child to bear. It'll make life seem unstable and even scary. And when children feel scared, it's practically inevitable that one of the ways they'll show it is through negative behavior. So get on the same page with your spouse. If not for peace in your marriage, then certainly for the sake of your children. For more tips to help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Okay, so you own a business and cash is tight. So what do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time, send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you can just call the Business Funding Group. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a 95% approval rate and cash for any business purpose. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-684-5434. That's 1-800-684-5434. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $1 million with no collateral, no app or upfront fees, and your credit rating is not a factor. Plus, approvals in 12 hours. And funds in 2 to 3 days. Call the Business Funding Group at 1-800-684-5434. That's 1-800-684-5434. This is by far the fastest and best business loan you can possibly get. Call 1-800-684-5434 now.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:53. Texas A&M football is looking for 2 new coaches, an O-line coach, and a defensive coordinator. FootballScoop.com is reporting that now that may just be 1. Per sources, Utah offensive coordinator Dave Christensen is joining the staff as the offensive line coach and run game coordinator. Prior to coaching at Utah, Christensen was a head coach at Wyoming, and he was also the assistant head coach, offensive coordinator, and offensive line coach at Missouri. While with the Tigers, he took them to 2 Big 12 title games back in 2012 and 13. Aggies are in Memphis for the 56th annual Liberty Bowl this coming Monday. Pregame set with Dave and Dave at noon. And the kickoff is at 1 o'clock. And it's all right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Not a whole heck of a lot going on in terms of live action yesterday, except NBA action. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the San Antonio Spurs 114-106 in a fiery rematch of last season's Western Conference Final. Serge Ibaka had 21 points for the Oklahoma City Thunder, where Steve Adams had 16 points and 15 rebounds to offset San Antonio's Tiago Splitter, who matched a season high of 14. Spurs coach Greg Popovich was disappointed in the entire team, less one Tim Duncan.
And the sad part is that, you know, Tim Duncan comes out and plays every night, and he can't find a group around him to consistently compete and execute. That's got nothing to do with schedule or injuries or anything like that. The same mistakes over and over again. Tim's got to live with them just like we do, the coaches. And it gets old. But tonight was a good example of that. The team was more physical, more focused. They wanted the basketball game. And I think we floated around as if we're entitled. So that was disappointing.
A note worth mentioning, the win also came without Kevin Durant. He missed his fourth straight game with a sprained ankle. LeBron James scored 30 points in his return to Miami yesterday, but Dwayne Wade scored 24 of his 31 points in the first half as the Heat knocked off the Cavs 101-91. Jamal Crawford hit 4 3-pointers and finished with 24 points and 7 rebounds to lead the Los Angeles Clippers past Golden State 100-86. The first returns for the 2015 NBA All-Star Game voting are in, and no surprise, Cleveland Cavs star LeBron James leads all vote-getters, but Stephon Curry of Golden State and Anthony Davis of the New Orleans Pelicans are far behind. James leads all players with 550,000+ votes. And it seems like there's always at least one upset coming out of the Diamond Head Classic. Keith and Savage sparked a late rally with 12 points to lead an unranked George Washington team to a 60-54 upset over number 11, Wichita State. Turning now to the NFL, Zach Martin's best test so far of durability as a pro came with a right ankle's injury serious enough to keep him out of practice all week with the Cowboys. Bill Callahan, the offensive coordinator and offensive line coach for the Cowboys, says Martin still has plenty left in the tank for the season, though.
But, you know, guys from these big-time programs, they're playing 16, 17, 18 weeks with all their playoff games now, the way things that are lined up through their bowl schedule. You know, they're playing a lot of ball right now, so I haven't seen that wall. You know, I don't know if he'd ever admit it, but he certainly has pushed himself, improved week in and week out on all the details of his position. He's prepared unbelievably, you know, just for everything that he has to handle.
Martin is possibly the last first-round piece of a rebuilt offensive line for the Cowboys, and now he's the first rookie lineman named to the Pro Bowl in Dallas Cowboys franchise history. It's Dallas and Washington Sunday in Washington for the noon game on Fox. Mr. Everything for the Texans is now headed to his third consecutive Pro Bowl. This season, Watt has 4 TDs, 2 on offense and 2 as a tight end on defense. And he's also in the running to be the league's MVP. Here's J.J. Watt on heading back to the Pro Bowl.
You know, it's always an honor. It's an honor to be voted in by the fans and coaches and other players around the league. So that's pretty cool. And for me, it's an honor to be able to represent the city of Houston and our organization because I love it here, and it's great to be able to hold it down for the H, so that's pretty cool.
Jacksonville heads to NRG Stadium in H-Town for the noon game Sunday on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. And finally, from the Eagle, A&M Consolidated senior outside hitter Carly Hicks, who helped the Lady Tigers reach the state volleyball tournament for the first time in 29 years, was among 5 players from Brazos Valley Schools named First Team All-State by the Texas Sports Writers Association. The first team selections included Hannah McManus of Caldwell, Reagan Blaschinski, and Hannah McCarver of Franklin, and Iola's Amanda Gooch. The team was chosen by members of the TSWA based on nominations for media members and coaches. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.